the documentary series Breaking Ground, this is Yesterday's Dropouts. I'm Kavita Cardoza. I've spent the last 12 years reporting on education, and I've visited a lot of classrooms, from threadbare neighborhood schools just barely getting by to posh private schools where even pre-kindergarten can seem like college prep. I've reported on the dropout crisis too, how 25% of students don't finish high school on time. But I always stopped there. Then about a year ago, I realized that I've missed a big part of the story. What happens to all those students after they drop out? Do they ever get a second chance? That's what the show is about. The 30 million dropouts in the US and the hundreds of thousands who return to the classroom every year as adults, trying to make up for lost time. It's been years since they dropped out of school, but the long shadow of their unfinished education still follows them every day. So let's begin with the stories of three adults who left school decades ago. Literacy Volunteers and Advocates is in Washington, D.C., just 3 miles from the U.S. Capitol. It's where I first met Shirley Ashley, who's learning to read. She's really gentle and timid and is kind of embarrassed about her teeth, so she often covers her mouth with her hand. So listen carefully.
I used to say, Lord, find me a school where I can learn for people that's on my level.
Ashley is 55 years old, and when she joined the program a few years ago, she tested at the kindergarten level. Today, she's brought along a big folder.
What are all these certificates?
Okay. Ashley stops at one that says top performer in large letters.
I know this is top something. That means I'm doing good.
The word performer is still a jumble of letters that Ashley can't understand. She grew up in Washington and was always in classes for students with learning disabilities, but she wasn't learning anything.
I feel as though they just passed me, just get me out of school. I was just sitting there watching other kids.
In the seventh grade, after one teacher told her, whether you learn to read or not, I still get paid, Ashley decided to drop out. Shirley Ashley is one of 30 million adults in the U.S. who struggle to read a menu, a pay stub, or a bus schedule. 46 million find it challenging to do the most basic math. We continue going through the folder.
We're looking at one of my recipes for... I can't see out of my glasses.
This is not a recipe.
It's a bill for groceries.
Okay. See, we got cheese macaroni. I have my glasses. Okay, I can't read it because I have my glasses.
Wait, are your glasses downstairs?
No, I left them this morning because I was rushing out the house.
It takes several minutes before I catch on. It's not about the glasses. That's one of the ways Ashley hides the fact she can barely read. For years, she learned how to give her mother medicine based on the colors of the bottle, and she memorized Bible verses so no one at her church would suspect. She limited her travel to a familiar route.
I couldn't read the name of the bus, but I learned that the left-hand side of the street would take me downtown, and the right-hand side of the street is going to bring me back home.
As Ashley tells her story, her shoulders slump. It's as if she's weighed down by years of secrets and shame. She's seen those closest to her take advantage of her illiteracy, especially when it came to money.
I would have to pay them, my family members, to come over to my house to do a money order. Sometimes I give them $25, sometimes I give them $30.
Ashley's niece would fill out bank slips and withdraw money for her.
And when you call the bank, they'll tell you how much has been taken out. So I was saying, I told my niece to take out $20. So why is the information saying that she took out $40?
About 8 years ago, someone on a bus told Ashley about this adult education center, and Ashley's attended classes on and off ever since. She's now reading at the second grade level.
When my gas bill comes to my house, I'm learning how to read where it say, paid by July the 17th. That makes me feel awesome.
Her life's dream is to write a soul food cookbook.
Put me in a kitchen and wow, I become brand new. When I cook, there's nothing left over.
One plus one plus 5. I think this would be a 9 over 10. Because I don't think I know how to do this one.
Ernest Robertson is Shirley Ashley's classmate. He's 58 years old and has struggled with reading all his life. But it's math that really trips him up. So he recently started using a calculator. Robertson pulls one out of his bag.
This is my best friend. I always have a calculator in the bag or in my pocket.
Robertson dropped out of high school in Prince George's County, Maryland, because he didn't understand what was being taught. Since then, he struggled with math every day, from buying a bus ticket to figuring out how much he could buy at the grocery store.
I try to add stuff up as I buy it, but that didn't work.
He was in awe of people who could handle money easily.
Especially bus drivers. They can tell how much people need to pay, you know. I just wonder how to do it.
For 30 years, Robertson worked jobs that paid very little. Washing cars, cleaning buildings. When the car dealership where he worked went out of business, Robertson started doing part-time yard work. He says no matter how many hours he worked, he only charged $20. It was because he didn't know how to make change.
I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to do none of that. I think people can tell when you don't know how to handle money. They know how to get you.
Like Shirley Ashley, he would pretend he was having trouble seeing.
So I left my glasses and I can't see it. And I said, could you just do it for me this time? And some people are nice and some people say, well, I can't do it for you.
Robertson has the patient demeanor of someone who's used to waiting for help and the humility of someone who's used to having to ask for help.
It was very difficult for me. It was difficult and plus it was embarrassing. I get kind of quiet when things don't go right, you know. I just leave it over water there and just walk out.
But he's not walking out of classes. Robertson's now doing fourth grade level math. He continues with classes because he wants to be able to help his grandchildren with their homework. He hopes learning math will also help him at his current job, laying tile floors.
Imagine the floor and putting the right price on. You just need to know how much to charge him. They know you don't know what you're doing. Well, I like this guy. I'm going to save money with him.
Robertson says it would be heaven to be able to do a job from start to finish and figure out what he should be paid on his own. Reading and math are difficult enough for many adults, but for millions, there's the added challenge of not being able to speak English. Across town, Carlos Rosario International Public Charter School in Washington, D.C. serves adult learners from nearly 80 different countries. Most are immigrants at the bottom rungs of society, working basic jobs and hoping English will help lift them out of poverty. Ana Perez never made it to high school. Her education ended after the sixth grade when war broke out in her native El Salvador. She says she's desperate to learn English. But when I met her recently at her school, she asked if she could speak to me in Spanish. Why?
I'm feeling nervous.
You're nervous?
Yes, because my English is... My grammatic is very difficult when I'm talking.
When Perez moved to the U.S., she worked three jobs to support the two children she had to leave behind.
Mi horario en el beauty salon.
At the beauty salon, it was from 9 to 5, and from 6 to 10, I had a part-time job. And at the 2 days that I had off at the beauty salon, I used to clean up houses.
Perez made $600 a week from her three jobs. She looks weary and worn down, just remembering those days. And soon, a steady trickle of tears rolls down her cheeks.
Pero es cosa tan tristeza. Todo lo que uno pasa. Porque...
You have to work even if you're sick. There's no time for yourself, only for work. Whatever you feel, it doesn't matter at that moment. As long as you have hopes to help your family that you love, that you've left.
Across the country, there are more than 20 million adults, mostly immigrants, who grew up speaking a language other than English at home and who are still held back by their limited language skills. They're signing up in huge numbers for English classes, but there are long waiting lines in almost every state. Perez was lucky to get into Carlos Rosario, which has 1,000 people on its waiting list. But going to school was a difficult decision for her because it meant giving up one of her jobs and having less money for her children.
Oh, my God, say, oh, because I need money for my family. Oh, it's a very, very difficult thing, no?
Jorge Delgado, the assistant principal at Carlos Rosario, says many of these adult students make incredible sacrifices to come to class. Most work long hours.
The other day I was leaving an activity and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And when I went to pay, it was one of my students. And I'm like, don't you have a class at 8:30? He's like, yep. So what time do you get out? About 5.
His students do all the uncomfortable jobs that make everyone else's life comfortable. Delgado says some students struggle with attendance because they're working multiple jobs.
We say you're falling asleep in the class because you worked all night. And we do counsel them. Maybe you want to come next semester when it's colder and there's not as much work in the food industry.
Most students at this school aren't interested in going to college. They want to learn English so they can get a better job. Many of their dreams are one small step higher than what they're doing currently. One student washes dishes in a restaurant and wants to be a server. Another babysits and wants to open a small daycare center. A third works in a beauty parlor and hopes to become a supervisor there.
I know grew up in here in this country.
The more comfortable Ana Perez feels, the more she speaks in English. Her biggest wish is that her language skills improve.
And now that you speak English...
I speak English? Oh my God.
She's so delighted. I understand her.
You understand?
I understand everything.
Oh my God.
After years of struggling, Perez says her life is wonderful now. Her daughter and grandchild have moved here. She works just one job, and she's become a citizen.
I love America. This country for me is a special country because I have my dream. My family is better, living better.
Adult learners at this school at least have a chance at a better job and a better future for their families. But for every one of the students who get to learn English at Carlos Rosario, there are 5 more waiting, hoping for their own shot at the American dream. Ana Perez, Shirley Ashley and Ernest Robertson, like thousands of other adult learners, are slowly and painstakingly trying to fill in the gaps of their rudimentary schooling. Coming up, I always thought the GED test taken by millions of Americans who dropped out of school was the equivalent of a high school diploma. I was wrong.
It definitely is not an equivalent. It's not even close in terms of equivalence.
You're listening to Yesterday's Dropouts. You can see videos of adult learners and check out the literacy rate in your county at our website, breakingground.wamu.org. I'm Kavita Cardoza.